And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
Oh, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Well, 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 the podcast this week sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. And I don't have a gold, Big D. Normally, this is where we would, like on previous ones.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
You'd have all that kind of stuff, but today I don't have one, so I would like to take
like
this moment.
Is there like a rule that says it has to be new gold? What
no,
is that?
No, it's just, well, because they've been used, most of them.
Take a moment to what?
Oh, here, I'll do this.
Baby shark.
Okay. I'd like to take a moment to say hi to Adam. Adam from my fire department, who's like, man, I really wish you guys had a podcast. And I said, we do. So I went ahead and I introduced him to the podcast, and he said he would listen this week. So,
hello,
hi, Adam.
Adam.
What
hello.
Up, Adam?
Well, hello, Adam. Man, I do not understand. I get today, it is the 31st of August, and it is the funerals for McCain. Well, it's not the funerals, he's laying in wait or whatever. Were they
lying in state?
Lying in state. And then they have Aretha Franklin's funeral. So Aretha Franklin's funeral is full of, you know, lots, it's like church basically. And lots of singing. There's, you know, they're celebrating her life, and that's probably exactly how she wanted it to be done. Now, John McCain's, dude, I was watching it, and they have his casket, which I don't even think he's in it, but whatever.
Whoa, what?
That's a why conspiracy, would you put it, man.
Why would you put his body? No, it's not. I think he's dead. I just don't think he's in the casket.
Oh, there is a conspiracy saying that he's not dead, and he has been relocated. I don't know,
what?
Man. Yeah, oh, there's all kinds of crazy. Dude, it's the internet. If you haven't gone down a rabbit hole or two, you're crazy.
And my point is, there's lines that takes you hours to stand in to go, and you don't go and touch. It's roped off. You walk by it,
and you
at a good clip.
You walk by it. You see his closed casket.
With a flag over it and some flowers around it, and then you are exited. It is
and there are people waiting in line for
hours.
So
it's 15 seconds.
It's like people that go to Elvis's house and you get in line and you just get shuffled through.
Yeah, but you see stuff at Elvis's house. It's a museum. There's an audio tour that goes with it.
Yeah.
There's lots of cool stuff you see, and I've been in Elvis's house and I thought it would be kind of dumb, but then I enjoyed it. Like, wow, okay, it's kind of like a museum.
Think of all the people who have to travel into the city, go find parking, which I don't know if you ever tried to find parking in D.C. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
And driving in D.C. is crazier.
Yeah, you're better to just park and ride.
Oh, it's awful. And then you park. You probably have to walk at least a mile.
To get to the
Capitol. And then you stand in line for hours.
That's if you actually drove in.
Yeah.
And then you stand in line for hours. You get to your turn. They're walking this way. You get it. You walk inside the rotunda, and you walk through, and you look. And I watched. They had video of people. There were some people who walked by and never even looked at the casket.
Yeah, you're right.
They just walked by it. Like they were just walking across the hallway. What are you doing?
You know what I'm shocked about? I'm shocked we didn't see people doing the selfie thing. Like,
no, they don't. Oh, no, not in the Capitol.
That's what I'm saying. I would have thought somebody would have done it, though, because it's America and this is 2018.
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
That's what people do.
I don't think his body is in that casket, though.
What? Why do you not think? Why would they lie about his body being in a casket? What do they have to gain from that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just such an unusual conspiracy to me.
Maybe it
just
seems relocated.
It just seems, I don't know. To me, it seems very, I mean, I get it, but
I had to go to a funeral.
I don't get
it.
I don't understand it.
I don't like
mortality. Way too much pomp for all this stuff for me.
Really? I thought it was cool to see Faith Hill. Faith Hill was performing, and she did her thing for the Aretha deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of neat.
Okay.
And the pulpit said, like, one Lord, one faith. And I was like, hey, Faith Hill's behind it. One faith. Okay.
No, Bubba does love a good pun.
I do. I'm like the king of pun appreciation. I mean, there are some people who enjoy it. I go, oh, that's awesome. I think it's just fantastic.
I don't know. Man, I guess maybe it's me. It seems like a lot of, stuff going on. Anyway, whatever. So that's what's going on. I also wanted to bring up something completely, totally different. When you guys go to the grocery store and it's just you by yourself.
Okay.
And you're not checking yourself out. You're doing the, through the aisle or the
Yeah, like
cashier.
Where they have an actual person.
Right.
Yeah. And you get to the end, they're running it all up and someone's bagging all the groceries. Okay. And they put them in the cart or whatever, buggy, whatever you call it. And then you pay and then they turn to you and what do they say?
Do you want some help? They always ask, do you want some help bringing this out to your car?
I don't.
They either ask or they just take it and go.
What grocery store are you shopping in?
Somebody has taken your stuff? They just assume that I want that to happen.
Yeah, if they have
a... It's happened to me several times.
At the grocery store
if they have baggers, then they'll always offer. I never take them up on it.
What
because
dude
I'm
does?
I'm a cart rider anyway. I get into the parking lot. As soon as I'm out the door and I get off the curb, I'm like jump. I go real fast and I jump on and I ride it through the parking lot.
What hoity-toity store are you shopping in where they offer to take everyone's groceries out to? Bubba is a 12-year-old child.
Yeah.
Riding the cart,
dude,
through the parking lot.
I've let them take it out there before. Like, this one time,
you
it was
let them load it into your car.
Yeah,
dude,
it
are
was,
you kidding? If you're not an old person, yeah. I'm not even say not, old lady, because if you're not an old person,
I was going to tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
It was this girl. She looked like she had Down syndrome, and she really wanted to take. I said, I've got it, and she was like. She like said, I want to, I like doing it. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Yeah, then go ahead. I could definitely use some help. And she was so happy and she got a big smile on her face and let her take the groceries out and put them in the car. That's why.
I think you made that up.
Maybe.
Why would he make that up?
Because
I'm
he's Big D
conspiracy.
And he's trying to make
Why
himself look good.
Why are we trying to make conspiracies out of stuff?
It's not even making me look good. It's making you look bad.
By the way, M. Tucker says she's a cart rider too. So there, pal.
I've never been able to do that.
Matthew says, my teenage years, that's all I did was take groceries to people's cars. I got to see a lot of very interesting things in some people's cars. Man, I would have like a body bag in mine. Like it would be great.
Oh my God.
Oh, Frank, my son he's got this thing. He figured it out. If he doesn't want to be at school, he goes and he's like, oh, I'm sick or whatever. Well, he's figured out over the course of the last several years, if you throw up, they have to automatically send you home. So he tells them yesterday that he threw up. And so they sent him home. Stacy was furious because we both know he was making it up. He admitted it at home, too. He's like, yeah, I'm not really sick. I just didn't want to be there. I'm tired. And
what?
I'm and like, but the school, Stacy will like raise hell. She's like, he's not sick. Leave him here. And they're like, sorry, he says he threw up, so he has to go home. And so now he is an absence because he said he was sick. And like, okay, whatever. So I told him, I said, dude, here's the deal. I said, I'm going to be very cool dad today and let you get away with this one. I said, but the next time you call for us to come pick you up, whether you're sick or healthy or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm getting a clown suit and I'm going to walk in and I'm going to be like, I'm Frank's dad. Hey, everybody. I'll be like, yeah. Frank's dad, this is Frank, he's my son, and I'm going to be in a clown suit with the makeup and everything. Yeah. I said, I'm going to make this thing look insane.
Yes.
I said, because I want you to understand the absolute severity of lying to come home.
Yeah.
So
embarrassment.
So if you are truly sick, you'll put up with the clown showing up. But if you're not, you won't. And I said, and after the first one, I don't know what the next suit will be. But the first one will be a clown suit, and I'll make a big deal out of it. Now I'm going to run around like with the dumb big giant feet on and everything. I'm like, dude, just understand, you're not going to pull this again.
Yes, I'm on Instagram right now trying to find some of Frank's friends so they can lie and tell them they saw him throw up so they can get the principal to call. Oh, this is,
dude,
this is too easy.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
You don't want to see that, D?
Yeah, I want to see that.
I want to see that.
What?
If you're really going to do that, you have to let one of us know so we can film it.
I will do it.
Oh,
and Stacy, and she's cool with it. Like because she was so mad. She was absolutely just furious. And I told him, I said, look, dude, you really made your mom mad. I said, and, you know, I'm going to give you a pass. One pass. This is it. You get one. So we'll see.
My whole life, I think most of us, when you were sick, when you were a kid, you at school, you call for someone to come pick you up. Who picked you up?
Mom.
Yeah. So, but then when I was in the ninth grade, my dad started working in Russia, where he would go back and forth for he would go to Russia for 30 days and work. He worked in the oil field, and then he'd come back for 30 days. And so there's one time when I was in the ninth grade, I got sick and I called. And my dad showed up at school to pick me up. It was the freakiest thing. Like, you know, my dad's just one of those stern guys. Why are you really sick? Why'd you call?
Yeah.
Everything okay? You're going to sit in your room. You're not going to do anything the rest of the day. That, and I was like, oh, I don't think I ever called. I don't think I ever faked being sick again after
that. That was it, huh?
That was it. All it took was my dad showing up at one time. I don't know. It was easy to lie to mom. It was really hard to lie to my dad.
And then he was better at
reading the BS.
Oh,
yeah.
He does that kind of stuff every so, like, he did it a lot last year. So I literally had to set up a meeting with his teachers. I'm not making this up. I sent an email out yesterday in the afternoon. I spelled the whole thing out. I was like, and to make it official, I would like to meet with you guys and the principal to tell you to call him out on his BS because it's not real. And they're like, okay, yeah, we can absolutely set up a meeting. When would you like to do this? And I was like, I have to reply to that one now. Isn't it sad that you have to jump through hoops just to, you know.
My dad used to just beat me if I did that.
Yeah, same. Same.
I just got hit.
Dude, our parents wouldn't put up with that ever.
Yeah. If my mother knew for sure I was faking being sick, I would have been goodness.
Look, if my mom,
I'm in trouble right now just thinking about it.
My mom didn't drive, and you know she's never gotten her driver's license. She's like, somebody will drive me if I need to go somewhere, they'll take me. And she's lived her life that way, which is bizarre ever. But so who would have to come get me if I was sick? My dad.
Oh, yeah.
And if my dad had to take off work to show up to my school, I had better been sick. Because he would not stand for that. No way, no how.
Yeah.
Crazy world.
Crazy world. Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day, about how if we tried to discipline our kids now the way we were disciplined.
Oh, you'd go to jail. Oh, yeah. You're going to jail now.
But I think it's a lot. I mean, people get whoopings or spankings, whatever you call it. They still do. It happens. Happens all the time. And you know what? They're fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine. Now, there is a difference between that and a beating.
Of course.
Except in my case, my father, that was straight up beating. My dad had this
old... And isn't it sad? We're laughing. We're laughing because...
Because we remember
I'm not
it.
Even sure why. Because we remember what it was like.
That's our coping mechanism.
Because we know.
We have to laugh.
We
to go,
know. Whoa. We get the difference.
Yeah.
We know the difference. That's why.
Yeah.
My dad he had 75, I guess.
Yeah.
He had this big white belt, and it was like they all wore these white belts in the 70s. It was super wide, real wide, and it had like, I remember it had three holes in it, like three big giant holes and like three prongs that would hold the thing.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, it was for wind resistance.
I guess so. And man, that sucker was... That was legit. That was a good one. You now didn't... my mom was a mouth slapper. She would
okay.
slap me in the like that.
My mom would do that.
And it didn't hurt. It was annoying.
Oh
and
no, my mom would get.
My mom went with the fingernails on the forearm. So it was like this. Oh. She would grab you right here on the forearm.
That was in church.
In church all the time.
All the time.
Dig those fingernails that had been filed down to like razor blades into your arm. That and my grandmother used to beat us with a fly swatter, and I still remember that
water.
Was so.
Yeah, fly swatter.
Oh man, it was rubber on one on the end, and it was made of metal.
Yeah,
stick.
Yeah. And,
think about that.
She slapped me up. Slapped me up with a
dance. Oh man,
I like your little dance, man.
She slapped me up with a wooden spoon too.
My mom was whatever she could grab. Like, that was whatever was the closest thing to her. I would get beat with books.
We got
books.
In so much trouble, by
I
the
would
way.
Get beat with, dude, I would get beat with.
Bubba got beat with books. My boy got beat with books.
No, you know the tape measures? Because my mom was a seamstress, so they have the floppy tape measures that they put around you, like when they're measuring you for a suit. Those things stung, because like there was like, it was like a whip. It had that little thing in the back. I mean, I got whipped with all kinds of stuff. She would have a thimble on her thumb, spanking my butt. It happened, man.
Man, that's great. Got beat with a book.
The last time we talked about this on the air, we got in a lot of trouble. I'm just,
you know, because people say, guess what, people? This is real life. This happened. Our parents, is the way they did it back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe you two. Talk about
life.
you are fondly remembering being beaten as a child.
I mean, this is the way it was.
We're not. They didn't beat us like as child abuse or anything like that. They weren't leaving. Well, my dad left a mark one time. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time I outsmarted my mom and I put my soccer shin guards on my butt?
No. That's a Bubba move.
I bet she's still mad about that. I guarantee you.
No. I put my soccer shin guards in my butt, so she goes to spank and it sounds different. Instead of it being like that, it had a thing. So she hit it and she goes, uh-uh. So she goes below and hits that part of your leg just below your butt cheek, like right where... Mm. Oh, I will never, ever forget that one. And never, ever, kids, put your soccer shin guards over your butt.
Yeah.
Mama don't like that.
No.
Oh, T.D. Jakes is on Aretha Franklin's funeral.
T.D.?
He's a man. I like T.D. Jakes.
You know who they should have had sing? My favorite. I'm going to play you a little clip. Hold on. You get it. Patrick, you wanted a gold, you get a gold.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it! That's who should have sang.
She's there, actually.
Is she?
I don't think she's not singing.
Is it Shirley?
Shirley
Caesar?
Shirley Caesar.
Yeah.
I saw her. She was outside there interviewing her before it went in. And...
Are you serious? Or are you just making that up? I can't tell.
No, she's there. Yeah, she's there. They were interviewing her earlier.
You name it!
So good.
Outside. It was weird. It was Shirley Caesar, Isaiah Thomas, the basketball player.
The original Isaiah or the new one?
No, the original.
Okay.
And then somebody else. And I was just like, what a weird grouping of people.
Well, that's what happens.
Hill hanging out with
Ariana Grande.
It was
some crazy stuff, man.
I wonder if she had that all, like if Aretha said, okay, at my funeral. It's not going to be sad. I mean, they got a full-on orchestra back.
Well, I remember someone was telling me she had a new outfit that she'd never worn before.
And that was going to be her thing?
And new jewelry that she'd never worn before, made specifically to bury her in. It was it's all brand new.
Really? She got buried with her jewelry?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was like super like expensive high jewelry, but she had new jewelry made just for her to wear.
Was that you telling me they changed her clothes? Between viewings?
I don't doubt that.
I think they changed her outfit.
I'm sure that was all, she had that all planned.
Are you kidding me? Like, wow, that's extravagant. But I just can't get over the jewelry part. I mean, the fact that somebody takes that with them. I mean, this isn't Egypt. We aren't, I don't know.
Remember, this isn't the way again, there's a lot of different kinds of jewelry. I'm not saying it was like...
Oh, you're saying costume jewelry,
man? I'm not saying it was... I don't know what it looked like because I haven't seen a picture, but it was specific for this. She'd never worn it before.
Somebody texted in because they didn't want to say something on Facebook and says, I wasn't going to say this on Facebook, but I think the coffin with John McCain is empty too. That was a lot of steps to walk up. It would not be cool if that lid popped open and he fell out. Just saying.
I didn't watch it. I was so busy.
I mean, if it pops open and nothing comes out, I mean, people are like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
That's maybe worse.
Of course that's worse.
But
people will be like, it's a fraud. And why? Why go all through all that?
I watched or listened to this podcast on the assassination of Robert Kennedy, and it's fascinating.
Do they think he was actually assassinated, or did they fake the whole thing? I mean, what was their take on it?
Well, they kind of leave it. You can kind of see both parts of it. But there's
really?
A lot of things that
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds
of
stuff.
So there are people
stuff.
That think that his was faked?
Not
JFK, Robert.
Yeah, his brother.
Well, not faked.
Not faked, but he was assassinated. But it was a conspiracy.
It was a conspiracy.
Okay. But there was more than one. And Sirhan Sirhan is a trip. Like, he's...
Yeah, he has maintained for years that he did not kill Robert Kennedy.
He was there. He had a
gun.
He doesn't remember any of it. And
so
he totally believes that's what he believes.
He thinks he was hypnotized,
and Robert Kennedy's son said that he has doubts about his father's assassination now too, and actually went and met with Sirhan. Yeah.
Huh.
It's a pretty good podcast. I think it's called The Assassination.
And there's a documentary RFK. On Netflix that's.
No, I'll be checking that out.
Very interesting.
Oh, on the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not as conspiracy-ish, but it just kind of details it and it leaves some.
There were bullet holes in the door that would have, they accounted for all the bullets. So there would have been 7 bullets in this little 22 that Sirhan had. And there were 2 bullet holes in the door frame, and the police took the door frame out and had it in evidence. And so you could see it in pictures, crime scene pictures. And people are like, well, there's 2 extra bullets here. So that tells you there's 2 guns. And they said, well, let's see. They went to they had to do all this paperwork to try and get the evidence out and with the LA Police Department, Los Angeles Police Department. And they come out and they go, oh, that evidence was destroyed. It was burned. And they're like, what? Yeah, there was nothing there, so we weren't going to just keep door frames.
You mean just like the rocket plans from the moon launches?
That's crazy.
Why would
that's the weirdest, man.
How do we lose that?
I mean, do you think they just sit there and they just go, do you think they'll buy this? I don't know, man. They did buy the door frame thing. All right, let's try this. We lost the plans on how to go to the moon.
So we'll figure it out
again. Yeah, we lost them.
We lost them.
Yeah. We had a computer that filled a room the size of an average American house, okay, 2,000 square foot computer, and it had less computing power than the iPhone that most people carry around in their pocket every day.
The original space shuttle launched with an 8 kilobyte computer, somebody told me.
No, not space shuttle. That's not.
Or 8 meg. 8 meg.
8 meg, it makes more sense. 8 kilobyte, I mean, they had that in the 40s.
Still, 8 megs is nothing.
I mean, I tell people all the time, in 1994, we bought our first home computer. I was 14 years old. It had 400 megs of RAM, ROM, and it was the top of the line. 400 megs. You have a 40 gig iPhone. That's 4,000 times more memory in your iPhone than
my computer.
Well,
it's not really memory. It's the processing power that you really.
Yeah, the processing power. But this was just the memory. This computer was this big. It was 2.5 feet tall. It was
what kind was it?
You know, whatever. It was a
Compaq or HP or
it was like a Pentium 256 or whatever. You know, one of those things or what? I don't.
I think our first was a Texas Instruments.
Dude, my first computer was a Tandy TRS-80.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
Tandy.
Dude. And we were like, we were the Big Pimpin' family.
Yeah, that was it.
Tandy, like, was that only through
that was Radio Shack. We had a Radio Shack computer, and it was a portable one. It had a screen about 80s. This big built into it. It was about a 4-inch screen.
Tandy, what was it? What
30? A TRS. It was a TRS something or other, but it was like a portable one. And like the keyboard slid into the case that that the whole thing was on.
Fancy.
And it was, yeah, it was thousands and thousands of dollars. And my parents got it. And all we did was type on it and play like dumb text-based games and that
the
kind of
Oregon
stuff.
The Oregon Trail on an Apple IIe. That was
this
go
didn't even have
lab.
Oregon Trail.
I look at this. I found the original from 1988 Radio Shack Tandy computer, including color monitor and desk.
No, mine wasn't color. It was I want to say it was orange. Like it had instead of the green type, you know, like the monochrome. It had orange, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe that was one of my other computers. But yeah, it was, I want to say it was orange. If you do Tandy portable computer.
Oh my gosh, I'm sending this to you.
Is this going to be my computer?
You're going to play this on the podcast.
Okay.
This is the 1980 Radio Shack computer commercial.
I bet it's awesome.
All right, let me.
Shows a guy behind the desk.
Yeah, that computer that they're showing is way nicer than what we had, man. Let me stop this over here so I don't have stuff feeding itself. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Too many mice. I've got so many computers, man, in here.
Radio Shack puts the power of business computing in your home and saves you $300. The powerful 286 Tandy 1000, now only $1,199, including color monitor. You save $300. It's PC compatible, easy to use, comes with 7 ready-to-run programs for the family to keep a budget, write term papers, or even do filing and create graphics. Complete Tandy 1000 system with color monitor, only $1,199. Only at Radio Shack.
Dude. Creating graphics. What kind of graphics are they creating?
$11.99.
The graphics was the best part. And create graphics. And it's like this terrible looking. God, man. That's horrible.
Like that. What we have an app for it to make it look like now. That 8-bit kind of.
Oh, it's. No, yeah. No, that's even worse than 8-bit.
Oh, God, I see it. Yeah, it looks like. It's like just. A square and a triangle and it makes circles.
It look like a square, a triangle, and some circles. And they're like, look, it's a train.
I remember even in the 90s, it was a big deal that we had, you know, and it came a far way from that. But it was we had like the encyclopedia on a disc. And you could look stuff up and they had
we
pictures.
Never had that, man.
Oh, yeah, it was a big deal. And the encyclopedia, I remember.
My dad was like, we had the encyclopedia.
Yeah. We did too.
Now we had all of them.
Oh yeah, we did. But this was cool because it had video clips, little ones, and sound clips of speeches and things. And
oh wow!
All this crazy stuff, and now it's like, yeah, we have the internet. You know, literally just anything you want to look up.
Think about how quickly those encyclopedia companies went out of business.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, they were, like, the thing, and then all of a sudden, they were replaced by this living thing called the internet. Like,
I would
overnight.
Love to have a copy of the last full set of encyclopedias, whatever that was. Like, maybe 2001, 2002, they were still making the Encyclopedia Britannica. Remember, they used to have TV commercials for it. Like, it was that, you know.
Yeah, the kids.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Wasn't it the kid, like, with the glasses at the white computer or whatever, and he's, like, the blonde hair, and he's like, hey, I got the encyclopedia. And then he was talking to this third-person voice off camera.
God, that sounds so familiar,
remember,
though.
He would, like, look at the TV and, like, act like he was talking to the TV?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, my God, they still make it.
The encyclopedia?
They still make an encyclopedia?
The 2010 version. 15th edition was 32 volumes, 32,640 pages.
Well, I think that's good that they still make it.
That was the last printed edition. So they printed one in 2010.
I think it's good they still make that because one day, whenever everything goes to, we're going to end up needing things to know like what the world was like.
I'm trying to find that.
What, the kid?
I think I found it. Dude, your memory is actually pretty legit. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, he kind of looked like Bill Gates.
Man, that's really good.
Yeah.
You're dead on. This is from 1980 something or other.
All right,
I just sent it to you.
Okay, I'm gonna
is pull that the that one?
Yeah, that's him.
That's it.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll play that too. Give me just a second to pull this up. Yeah. That's great, man. Yeah, that's him. All right. And oh, volume.
Remember me? I'm the kid that had a report due on space.
Oh, gosh, I remember him.
He had a report due on space, and then he got the new encyclopedia.
I think I made that abundantly clear.
Yes.
Anyhow, here it is. I mean, hey, everybody knows this is the greatest encyclopedia in the world. Help me get a B+.
Why not an A?
Too long. I found so much great information, I put it all in. Overkill.
Hmm.
The next report I did was for my science class on the human body. Scored an A.
Good.
Look at this. I always wondered where my mandibula was.
Mm-hmm. For details on how you can own the new Encyclopedia Britannica...
Let's have that 800 number. Excellent.
Just call this number and we'll send you this free booklet.
Tell them about the gift.
And just for previewing Britannica in your home, we'll give you this 3-volume desk reference set.
This is like having your own research library at home.
Yes. So if you would be interested in owning the new Encyclopedia Britannica...
Don't press. They see the phone number. If they want to, they'll call.
I guess you're right.
Trust me.
This is like owning Wikipedia.
He's kind of a punk, isn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He was a punk.
That kid needs to get beat down.
Well, I'm sure he did.
Don't press. They see the number. They're called. Shut up.
Mr. T will return after these messages.
Casey.
I left the volume up and it popped up.
Mr. T. I didn't know Casey Kasem did the TV
stuff. Casey Kasem did all kinds of stuff.
Now, it's here. The excitement. The adventure of a new force at breakfast.
We'll call them C-3POs.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's.
Dude!
Twin rings phase together.
My parents would never buy me that.
A delicious part of this nutritious breakfast. Now you can experience the taste of Kellogg's C-3POs. A crunchy new force at breakfast.
May the force be with you.
Yeah, man, that would never happen at my house. Ate cereal out of a bag. You know, it was like some puff stuff. Yeah. And it wasn't even the real
puffs.
They
ate the cheapo cereal, but they had like a $4,000 computer they could only type on.
Yeah, we had that computer because we saved money on the cereal.
Corno.
We never had
Stuff Poofs.
The worst cereals, man.
And you know the worst part about the whole thing, though, really was?
What?
Those bags, and they came in the size, I swear to you, I kid you not, they were the size of like a pillowcase.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And once you opened it, you can never close it right.
No.
Because they weren't designed like now you have like an opening and you can Ziploc it back, you know, or maybe you've seen the Velcro it back. They didn't have any of that stuff.
That's why your mom would go to Tupperware parties so she could buy the, you know, the thing that would hold your opened bag of cereal things.
And it would just, it didn't sit anywhere right in the cabinet and it would just kind of flop around and spill out. It was.
Yeah.
Plus, it's the cheap stuff. It's not C-3POs.
No.
It wasn't even Mr. T's.
No. Not at my house.
Mr. T, remember his cereal?
Yeah.
It was a bunch of
little T's.
Yeah, it's a bunch of little Mr. T's.
And they were golden, like the chains around his neck.
Mr. T. Black Jesus. Anything else, guys?
I think that's pretty much it.
Look!
I
got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
And Patrick, I don't know if you heard, Patrick is ordering an encyclopedia.
Yep.
For
I'm
real?
I'm doing it. I'm just going to have it.
Just
so we can occasionally take it out and read something.
Thank you again to O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts sponsoring the podcast this week. Better parts, better prices every day. Come on, one more time.
Look.
Come on.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.